Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning, Darren. You're here with Sport.
Good morning, Keane. Yeah, another very busy morning in the world of sport. And we'll start with the Gaelic Games, the club championships. It's kind of going from the county finals now into the provincial championships. And a huge game yesterday. It was Ballygunner and Apiercic. And
very exciting game, actually.
Well, it really was. And to be honest, these are two teams you probably go, they could go all the way here. Certainly in Munster and even in All-Ireland, they were that good. But it's Apiercic who bow out. Ballygunner winning 18 points to 15. And next up for them, a semi-final. Hard to believe that was just a quarter-final in Munster. But they're playing the Cork champions and the defending Munster champions, Sarsfields. So a tie in Summerhill advance to the quarter-finals of the Leinster Football Championship. And those two will now meet in the last eight next Saturday night. Owen Frey knows it's going to be a tough test in Newbridge, but believes their win yesterday will give them lots of confidence. He's been speaking to Mike McCartney.
Yeah, it was a good game, good exciting game of football. We knew Killoby is a good outfit. They're an experienced Leinster Championship side. They've been here before. Us, probably 2 years ago, probably didn't do ourselves justice. Weren't happy with how the Leinster Championship went when we last won the Championship. So, we really wanted to give it a good rattle and get over today. It was all about today, not looking past Anton Ferdinand and Killoby because we know how good they are. We've watched them the last 2 weeks, got fewer games, and they're a very good dogged side. Luckily, we played some good football in the second half. It opened up for us and we just were clinical. Didn't kick too many wides. So, happy enough.
So you're very happy with your performance out there today and the team's performance. So it's on now to the next round of the Leinster.
Yeah, next game. I think the boys are saying we're playing a tie. Kildare Championship is a real strong championship. A tie will be raring to go. Usually it's Kildare and nearly Dublin are the strongest club teams in the Leinster Championship. So we'll be up against them. We'll give it a good rattle, hopefully.
Yeah, me teams haven't done particularly well in recent times in that competition, but that was certainly a very impressive performance from them yesterday. One club final yesterday. Rathcormac met it 3 in a row in the Waterford Football Championship. Now, Celtic beat Rangers 3-1 to advance to the Scottish League Cup final. Johnny Kenny scored the opener there for Celtic. He's absolutely flying it under Martin O'Neill, the interim manager there. His third goal in two matches and a fine individual performance from him in general. Rangers had a player sent off in the 38th minute, but they actually played better with those 10 men. Martin O'Neill, what a time he's having back at Parkhead, Celtic Park, and doing really well. That was his 28th Old Firm game. First, though, since 2005, believe it or not. And we'll hear from him in the next hour. Manchester City, second in the Premier League, 3-1 win against Bournemouth, 6 points off the leaders, Arsenal. West Ham came from behind to beat Newcastle 3-1. Bray Wanderers are now 1 win away from a return to the SSE Electricity League Premier Division. They had a 1-0 win against Treaty in their first division playoff. They'll meet Waterford on Friday for a place in top flight. Justin Farage scored the all-important goal. Bray have been stuck in the first division since 2018, believe it or not, and they're pushing again, like they did last year, for a promotion to that Premier Division. John Kenny's been speaking with their manager, Paul Heffernan.
It was tight, yeah. It looked like extra time all day, didn't it? They defended really well, in fairness to them, and they made it very hard for us. We didn't hardly create a chance, really. But it was a moment of magic from Justin to win it for us, so we were delighted.
Sure. You rode your luck at times, didn't you? They hit the post twice, once in the first half, once in the second.
Yeah. They're dangerous from set plays, and we knew that. And they hit the crossbar, I think, from a corner in the first half, and then did another one in the second half. And sometimes you have to ride your luck a little bit in these games, you know, they're tight, they're cagey, and we did, and you know, a draw was probably a fair result to get it to extra time, but we're delighted that we had a player like Justin who can pop up with a moment of magic.
Sure. And finally Waterford now next week. It looks like it's Talca Park. Will you prep for that now?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We'll let the lads enjoy tonight, and then we'll be back in Tuesday and getting them ready for Waterford, which Premier League team, so we got to the final last year and got beat, so we'll hope to go one better this year, but we know it'll be tough, but our lads will be ready to go on Friday night.
In golf, Tom McKibben claimed the Hong Kong Open. The Irishman, who competes on the LIV Tour, went wire to wire to secure that win on 27 under par. Very, very comfortable and comprehensive in the end. 7-shot win, and significant for him because not only gets that title, but qualifies for next year's Masters for the very first time. That win will also see him return to the Open for a third time.
Yeah, very excited. To go back and play my third Open will be very, very cool. And as you say, have that drive down Magnolia Lane for the first time ever will be even more special. You know, I think sort of historic tournaments like this deserve those spots, and yeah, it's great to sort of take advantage of those.
Fionnuala McCormack was 10th in the New York City Marathon, crossing the line in a time of 2 hours 27 minutes, her fifth fastest time of her career over that distance. Dylan Brown McGonigal capped a memorable weekend when he was presented with his trophy for the leading flat jockey at the Curry yesterday. On Saturday night, he rode Ethical Diamond to victory for Willie Mullins in the Breeders' Cup. And finally, in basketball, in the Domino's Men's Super League, UCC Demons lost out to Belfast Star 116-113 after overtime. That win extends Star's lead at the top of the table to 6 points. And in the Women's Super League, UCC Glanmire 75, Waterford Wildcats 79. Wildcats now have 3 wins from their first 5 games.
Darren, thank you. More from you later. It is 7:40.